The Western Huddle for everything AFL, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Big goal for the West Coast Eagles.
92.9 Triple M Perth.
Well, the Western Huddle back for yet another week as the finals approach, and two teams that are in the West now starting to look a little bit unsure. Let's start with Fremantle. That was a loss that they didn't need against the Swans.
Well, the next few weeks in there, Richmond away, Melbourne at home, which is tough in any moment, Bulldogs and then away. The Bulldogs who were, they're indifferent, but we're good on the weekend. So all of a sudden, top four looks like it could nearly almost slip to a sixth or a seventh.
Mm. What?
But I did read that Pav said that in the paper today that he assumed and looked likely that
you look at their run home now, it's... I mean, unless they, win the next three. But
which they could, because we've seen it all season, though. Yeah. They've had blocks.
I think they beat Richmond this week. I think they're...
And well, no Dusty, no Lynch.
That's right, yeah. And I think Richmond are pretty much, queuing the rack now. I think
you reckon?
Yeah, they'll miss the finals. They won't play finals this year, Richmond. I think that loss to the Gold Coast really just took the wind out of their sail. And I think Fremantle, too much on the line. No Lynch, as you said. No Dustin Martin. I think it's a big opportunity for Fremantle to win that game.
Only thing is you don't want Richmond off losing to North Melbourne.
Well,
they'll be wound up like a bob. Dimmer will absolutely fire bloody bullets through them all week.
At the G.
At Marvel.
Marvel. Oh, that actually, they hate Marvel, so that helps. But back to Fremantle, what is it? Where have they lost that 2%?
But Richmond are eighth at the moment. Yeah. How are they not going to make the eighth?
Yeah, but they won't play finals. Mate, they've lost their last couple, haven't they?
Lost
their last two. They've lost to who? Gold Coast after and Siren Richmond. And North Melbourne.
So five on the weekend, one kick.
Yeah. I'll start with Andy Brayshaw, right? Brownlow medal favourites, been in outstanding form. I believe Fremantle just did way too much overthinking during the week about what is Sydney going to do with Andy Brayshaw. He started out on a wing. I mean, this is a guy that's played inside mid all season, found plenty of the football. They played him out on the wing, say, Sydney might just do this. They might, robot him.
So was Fife starting in there if it wasn't Andy?
Fife started in the middle, So Fife started on ball. Mm. And he ran around for about probably 7 or 8 minutes. Andy Brayshaw couldn't get near it out on the wing. Then he was his turn to go and sit on the bench. Before you knew it, 10-minute mark of the first quarter, he's zero touches.
The only thing is I've done a little bit of research on Andy, and as you know, I've invested in Andy and in the Brownlow and cashed out. So thank you to Andy. That's paid for a holiday at the end of the year. But anyway, the Andy Brayshaw. So since Fife's been back, and I went back, I think it was 6 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever it was, he's attended 20 centre bounces a game, so 20, and averages a fraction over one clearance a game. So he's not getting, he gets 1.4 clearances every 20 or something. So I can see why Longy's gone, well, he's not getting the centre clearance. Mm. So does it need to be more of a Sam Walsh role where he just comes up from half forward and then just goes mad on the ball?
Well, I think
because what benefit would be? There's no real benefit having him in there because he doesn't clear it.
Well, he plays the best footy there.
But he's
I'm saying if he just misses that part and then
his spread from the centre bounce is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He gets on the end of
the block. So he still did 15 and Warner did the most on the weekend with 17 CBAs.
And they were late to react to Warner. Warner was chopping them up the whole game. And
they might have had the wrong Warner. Did you see the Coaches Association? Yeah, someone gave him to Chad's brother who hasn't played.
Oh, kidding.
Yeah.
What's Chad's brother's name?
Was it Corey Warner?
Corey Warner got five.
Imagine if you had to play Corey.
Yeah. They're good looking blokes, mate. They get legs up every. I don't even get a kick and he gets five.
They're still working through that midfield mix. And
yeah, they are. And what is your, in your mind, do you think is best?
I think what's best for Fremantle at the moment is building that Fife's fitness up.
But how much more building does it need? He's had six games or something.
He had that many games come back.
Yeah, probably. But then
a couple of Peel games.
Peel.
I still think, unfortunately, right now, Nat Fife's best position is in a set of bounces, right? Centre bounces, but then that's it.
Once the centre bounce
is gone.
So that could be the Andy Brayshaw high five.
Maybe it's Brayshaw at half forward, comes up, and then here you just push forward. But not push forward as in go and play half forward. I want to see Nat Fife play within 25 metres.
So they have a finals winning brand of football, Fremantle?
Listen, their best. They've beaten Melbourne at the MCG and they've beaten Brisbane.
And Geelong and Geelong.
And they've beaten Geelong and Geelong. So, yeah, I think they do. I think when they're up and about and when they can find footy through the midfield, and when their forwards are standing up, their backs have been incredibly solid all year. They've done the job, and they've done it very, very well. So I'm not writing Fremantle off whatsoever right now, but that loss to Sydney and the way Sydney came and played them and the way that they were able to shut them down, slow them down big time and beat them around the contest after quarter time. Like even in that second quarter, whilst Sydney kicked 2.7, I think, you could see
almost
the game
shot themselves
completely
in the foot, yeah.
Changing. Like Sydney dominated that game from quarter time on.
So Fifey, just quickly looking over at some of his stats, he's averaging 2 and a little bit marks. It's not like he's having big mark games and averaging less than 2 clear, just a fraction, 2 clearances a game.
Had the one kick on the weekend at Fife.
So what do you do with the champ? Like the champ, is it, what do you, like, because they were,
I look at the game against
do you reckon Richmond Friday night game is a bit of a pivotal moment? If he stands up, then he's played 5 games back.
Yeah. I like what he did against St Kilda. He played forward. I think he kicked a couple of goals maybe in the first half
kicked,
in that game.
Yeah, and then he did.
In the second half, though, when the game was on the line,
kicked 3-1.
And they were getting smashed around the contest, especially at centre bounces, he went in there and made a difference. So I think
he went in there and had one clearance. And it felt like more than that, didn't it?
Well,
with Fife around the footy, felt like more.
Centre bounce clearances was 10-2 at half-time.
No, it was an absolute sorry.
In that game.
Yeah, I feel like you just got to, I reckon, just maybe stop the fancy stuff with Fife. Just let him go, and then you can go, because he's just, everything's been fancy.
Yeah.
Come here,
give
stand
first.
This side of the stoppage, come from forward, just go, right on, mate, we're playing Richmond, they're undermanned, there's no Dusty Martin, let's rock and roll. You're in midfielder, you're midfield for 80% of the game. Have 30 touches and it's yours.
It's worth highlighting Griff Logue as well. Griff Logue did an outstanding job on Buddy Franklin. Kept him to one.
No, he's a good player. Griff
undersized, Logue. Was able to bounce off him. So if you're going to take one positive Fremantle out of that, Griff Logue can do the
job.
The
half-backs got slowed.
What's that?
The Freo half-backs got slowed. Mm. They'd been part of their damaging, like the real underrated. We talk about Sinclair and Hill at St Kilda, but we talk about all these half-backers that bounce off. We don't talk about Aish and Clark.
Well, Clark got tagged.
Yeah, and they just clamped him. And that was, they lost that run.
Let's move on to West Coast, out of the G. Were you there for that?
I was at the G, yes.
The Xavier Ellis Cup?
Yeah, no, I was there. I was in the Frank Gray bar, behind the glass, drinking out of the glass. No, it was good. I didn't watch it as closely as probably when you're calling it. But from that game, Tom Barras was unbelievable. Sitting there watching it, I made a bet with my dad. He'll get 3 Brownlow votes. He goes, defender won't get 3 Brownlow votes. There was no clearer player on the ground than Tom Brass, and reflecting the coach.
18 marks.
Yeah, 30 disposals. TB.
Unbelievable.
Right, he chopped out everything. So Tommy Brass was outstanding. Look, Tim Kelly got tagged and sort of queued in the rack pretty early.
Yeah, he got a big cork.
Kicked a nice goal. Like, and then, but you could see straight away queue in the rack when McGuinness went to him that wasn't going to be his day. Luke Shuey tried hard. Look, they just overused the footy across half back again. The numbers were huge at quarter time. The forwards looked okay early. Waterman kicked 3. Look, it was a good game of footy, in fairness. It wasn't a bad game of footy. West Coast scored, but again, another week goes past, and I don't know what the final score was, but did Hawthorn get to 100? Probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't remember.
What is the problem with Liam Ryan? He does not look like the player he once was.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think his last month, he's certainly been off. I've been watching him closely. Just doesn't look like he's got that explosiveness and cover the ground as well he has in the past.
When Liam Ryan's, has he worked on his fitness to get to that level?
Whether he's holding on, he's got an injury or something at the moment, I'm not sure, but he doesn't look like he's covering the ground. When he's at his best, his ability to be able to get up the ground and then push back forward, you know, really quickly, his explosiveness really does stand out. But that seems to have deserted him right now. Yeah. So
he's kicked 15 goals from 12 games.
Yeah, so he's not hitting the scoreboard whatsoever at the moment.
And lucky he's kicked straight. It's funny, I don't know, did we say it on this show last week, or it might have been when I was in Melbourne, I read it. Mark Robinson does his top 50 players, which is a big bells and whistles thing in the Herald Sun in Melbourne.
Wasn't this show.
Anyway, so Mark Robinson had Liam Ryan, I reckon, at number 11 or 12 in
the
top 50
of the season?
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And he said he wouldn't be in the top 300 players in the comp
you
right
said
now.
That.
And he probably wouldn't be.
No,
it's probably fair. He wouldn't be in the top 300.
He'd be lucky to get a game at most other clubs. With
He just doesn't look like he's involved very often. On the weekend, he was pretty good. He had 16 touches, kicked a goal. But It's not the Liam Ryan.
One thing I will say though, playing half four when your team's getting smashed
at West Coast,
is probably the hardest position on the ground.
Especially if you don't have the capacity of a Jamie Cripps or someone who can at least get all the way up the ground and try their luck.
So with two wins for the season, West Coast, they are looking at the moment of equaling, well, actually creating the worst ever season they've ever had. Their worst seasons, they had four wins.
Yes, I was part of that team. So, 2010, wooden spoon.
What was the Mad Monday and stuff like then? Was it like moan and drone, or you still sort of found a way to have some fun?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. I think, we would have been very disappointed. But you sort of get to the second half of the year and you know that.
What was the record when Woosha finished up? That just finished poorly, didn't it?
2013?
Yeah, just maybe your last game and Sal's last game.
Yeah, I reckon we were probably one or two games out of the eight. So we not that bad. Close.
But died in the arse a bit.
Yeah, a little
whacking
bit.
Whacking at the end.
We won a couple of games late, but I didn't think we lost our last two. I think we lost our second last game and that against Collingwood, and that finals were done.
So the dead rubber last one. Yeah.
Those bad years, how early did you book the footy trip?
I think from memory, Bowie Waters might have got married in 2010 over in Broome pretty early. So I ended up, actually, me and Quinton Lynch drove over to Broome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we drove there and...
Good?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. Look at the look absolutely in the eye when he looked at
it. We timed it really well where we've left at sort of 4 a.m. in the morning, right? And we pretty much get there midday, you know, a couple of days later, so, you know, 20 hours.
Yeah,
in the car,
so stop sort of overnight.
Stop in Newman. And I figured it out. So I went to sleep, right? And I figured out if we leave right now, it's 1:30 in the morning, right? We can get right to Cable Beach at midday and go straight to the Rowie, right? And we'll get on the drink. So,
So you dropped the car at one.
I went and got Lynchy, woke him up. I
would have been thrilled.
Mate. And anyway, I got him over the line. I'll tell you what, we got there about midday.
Yeah.
Ended up going to the Divers.
Yes, up
and,
the road.
Stay there about 9 o'clock that night.
had
a couple.
Ah, beautiful. Hey, before we do go, what is the best footy trip you've been on?
Did you know I got a lifetime ban from footy trips?
No.
Yeah. Like the boys banned me. So in 2008, after watching you blokes in that grand final, we're in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
and
we
I made
were
an absolute dick
too.
Of myself. And anyway, put my hand through a glass. And then the guys got together and said, you've been a liability for so long now. So the following year, they're planning the footy trip. And I wasn't invited to it. I was like, boys, what's all that about? I said, mate, we're going to Phuket this year and you're not coming. The club has said you can't come.
The club put a line through you.
And then I think they ended up going and realised that
they needed embers there to spark it up.
They said it was such a shit trip. Yeah. But,
they need someone in hospital with a sliced tendon.
You got to ask embers off air as well about the Singapore trip as well. That was a beauty.
The Singapore slinger.
Where'd you find that out?
Yeah. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. But it is good.
Got a bit nude one day in Singapore.
And what happened?
No, I just got away with it, to be honest with you.
Right.
Hey, boys, quickly, let's get your tips ahead of the weekend. West Coast plays St Kilda on the Sunday afternoon.
Saints.
Who West Coast playing doesn't matter. Saints.
And let's put it in the book as well. Fremantle taking on Richmond Friday night from Marvel.
Yeah, I think Richmond are done, so Fremantle win this one.
I think Richmond.
Well, that'll do for the Western Huddle for another week. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, mate.
One. That's all from the Western Huddle this week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M, Perth.